We have Miss Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library on the line. Good morning, Madeline.
Well, I guess I'm just going to hang up, Michelle, because how can anybody follow ABBA? Are you kidding me?
Where
does set me up? Anything ABBA is fantastic. Makes me wish we had like a good American version of Eurovision. I know they tried with American Song Contest, but just didn't feel the same.
Not the same. All right. What? Speaking of community, what's happening at the Two Harbors Public Library?
Right. Well, speaking of community and speaking of art, let's start by talking about our newest art exhibit up at the Two Harbors Public Library.
Yeah.
So the Voyager Arts Club collaborated on a group show responding to the theme, What Does Spring Mean to Me? Oh my gosh, Michelle, there are 21 pieces hanging up.
Ooh.
I can't believe how cohesive this looks with the different artists, the different viewpoints, the different mediums. It's going to be up through the end of April, but on a warm day like today, might as well stop in and enjoy what you see.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That is so wonderful. Were they all members of the Voyager or they worked
yes.
with just all local artists? Okay, so they are.
So they're all members, right?
Oh, that's so
great. It's only
been
up since Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous. Very cool. All right. You're going to want to stop
and
in and check that
I
out.
Look at it, I see a different favorite. So it's something that like you can take a glance at or you can stand in front of as long as you want. It is such a cool show.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you said it's up through April?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, what else you got for us?
We've talked about One Book Northland in the past,
mm-hmm.
a collaborative reading program with libraries across northeastern Minnesota as well as Wisconsin, where communities all read the same book and come together for different
mm-hmm.
conversations and topics. So this year we're reading Where Rivers Part by Ko Kayla Yang, and we actually have copies available for free at the library's front desk, gift from the Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library.
Nice.
So our programs around this book are going to start in April, but we're passing out the free copies of the book through March while supplies last so that folks have a chance to read the book. It is her story of her mother's immigrant experience coming to the U.S. from Laos. She's an amazing author. She's from Laos, but she's in Minnesota. She's written children's books, books for adults. She's written a book about her father's journey, her journey, and then this is her most recent adult book, and it's up for several Minnesota Book Awards. And
nice.
It is just a gorgeous family tale about how we view the family members we know as different people at different stages in our life.
Mm.
She said she was inspired to write this book, and this isn't a spoiler, this is the first chapter.
Okay. You're so
funny. They have his hands around the dial, and they're like, don't tell me.
Right. Okay, it's the first chapter. You got to get through the first chapter.
Yeah, exactly. As a kid, she would get put on the phone with her grandma, who she had never met, and her grandma would say, I'm your grandma, I love you. And, you know, she's a kid. She's like, who's this voice on the phone?
Right.
And then she had a child, and she was like, oh, I see what my mom was doing.
Oh, that just gave me chills. Oh.
I know. I tried to sit down and just, like, read it with something in the background, and I was like, no. This is not a read during commercials. Grab your atlas and your box of Kleenex and just get sucked into a whole nother world book. So I'm really excited to – I'm still reading it right now. I'm past the first chapter, though. Don't worry. So you can put a hold on it at the library if you would like something like large print or an audiobook. Otherwise, we do still have, I think, 5 paperbacks available. We've already passed
nice.
Out 7.
Sweet. I can't believe it's already that time of year. It seems like one book was just happening.
It's funny you say that because I got the calendar notification to call you, and I was like, well, I love calling Michelle, but that's the first of them. Oh,
oh, that's so crazy. How do listeners get in touch with you and your fabulous staff over there?
They are so great. 218-834-3148. Or shoot us an email at thpl@alslib.info. Find us online at twoharborspubliclibrary.com or on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library. And we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, or Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. And whether you're looking for an ABBA song book or a heart-filled memoir, we are here to help. So just let us know at the front desk what you're looking for.
Sweet. Anything else you wanted to share?
The last thing I want to share is get our newsletter, because we are just scratching the surface.
Of course. Of course. And that can be found at the library and I bet online as well.
Correct. Right. You don't even need to, if you're like me and your life runs by calendar notifications, just sign up for our newsletter online and it'll be a little treat for you at the end of every other month since we put out our events every other month.
Oh, sweet. Okay. That's a lot of planning. Thinking that far ahead, kudos to you guys.
Thanks. Like you said, it's a fantastic team.
Yeah, very cool. All right. As a spoiler, I know you gave us two really great ones. Looking forward for the next 2 months. What is your absolute favorite, the one you're super jazzed about?
Oh my gosh. This is like, pick your favorite child. Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to say, on the subject of the Voyagers Art Show, what does spring mean to me? We're coming up on spring break, and I'm really excited. We have some fun things coming up for students of all ages. So a Lego build day for elementary age kids, and then we have a Jackbox game day for our teens, and I think I'm most excited for that. It's an interactive video game is what I will say, where your phone is the controller, and our teens are just so hilarious and so competitive. So I think this is going to be a program that you're going to be able to hear from the sidewalks. I'm just guessing right now. It's going to be so much fun. So I love working with adults, but I started my career as a youth services librarian, and like teens are always going to have that special corner in my heart. So I'm excited for everything, but I think I might be most excited for that teen program coming up the week of spring break.
Nice. All right. Didn't mean to put you on the spot, but you sure had your favorite. That's awesome.
I think my favorite is everything.
Yeah, there you go.
We only have time to talk about one.
Right. Oh, Madeline, thank you so much. And as you said, you call in the first and third Thursday of each and every month, and I so appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love chatting with you, but I love hearing you play music even more. So I got a little spoiler about what might be coming up next, but I don't know what your next song is, so I better get off the phone and find out.
Okay. All right. Have a fabulous rest of your day, Madeline.
You as well. Take care.
All righty. Yep. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. We love our partnership with the Two Harbors Public Library.